Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Jay Schwoll. Dr. Schwoll. What's up, everybody? Another week, another day. No, I said it backwards. Another day, another week. This is a rough one, I'm not gonna lie. I'm still so sore. I'm tired. It's like the weekend never happened. I couldn't sleep more than 5-6 hours in the night. I don't know why. It's just my body just wakes up now. And I only been working this job for, I think, like 3 weeks now. Damn, 3 weeks that fast. Working this job 3 weeks and I can't even sleep past 8 no more. And I tried hard. Because on the weekends I stayed out kind of late. Not drinking, don't worry, I don't do that. That's a sin. But I stayed out late hanging out, drinking some dirty water. You guys will find out what that is later, but that's how I get swole. That's my secret. But let's see what's going on. So everything's kind of been cut down a little bit for me. I'm under, like, I think 2,600 calories now. I think I'm like roughly around 240 grams of carbs, 240 grams of protein. Give or take a few, and I think 60 grams of fat. So that's really low. I think that's the lowest I've ever had for like a year and a half, 2 years now, on a consistent basis. You know, it's getting a little hard because, like you guys know, I do construction, quote unquote construction. I do labor. I still do my workouts. My workouts are getting a little tougher, a little more cardio, a little more annoying. Weights are getting a little heavier. I'm getting more sore, I guess, since my calorie intake is lower. I'm more sore and it's lasting longer, which is something I'm not used to because I usually don't get sore. As hard as I've ever worked out, I've just always been in a surplus of calories. So it's difficult for me to get like painful sore. If I did, it'll usually go away quick. But now it's staying for days, man. Like three, four days at least, which is insane for me. I usually heal up pretty fast. Like everything. I've always been like that. Injuries, workouts, everything. I heal very fast. And this is new to me. But I'm pushing through it. I hate fucking waking up. I'm not gonna lie, I pushed it today bad. I woke up at 6:30. I hit snooze until 6:30 and then laid in the bed till 6:40. I woke up, got out of bed at 6:40 and got stuck in the bathroom looking at myself in the mirror. I'm not gonna tell you what really happened in there, but I got stuck in the bathroom for like a good 20 minutes. So I couldn't eat my breakfast, so I had to drink a protein shake. Run to McDonald's and get a chicken biscuit. And guys, I'm 214 pounds right now. And a chicken biscuit's not going to hold me over, baby. No. And I had to hold that chicken biscuit. Had to last me all the way until like 2:30, 3 o'clock. At least it was like 3:30 by the time I got to my car off of work. And it was a little rough. Not going to lie. I went and got me a lot of rice, and I just ate it. So I'm getting a little tired, a little sore. It's that whole new feeling and motivated feeling and wanting to, and saying I'm going to be the best and rah, rah, rah. That shit don't work no more. All right. After, I think it's like 6 months, 7 months now. Of being strict, and that shit don't work no more. Okay, it gets you kind of fueled up a little bit, but right now I'm at the point where I just have to take it day by day. You know how this is the best example I can think of, and if it doesn't make sense, bear with me. I'll get better at articulating myself. But you know when you're on a really dark road, if you drive, You're on a really dark road, no lights outside, and just a straight road, and you have your headlights on. You can't see down, and it's foggy, a little foggy, okay? You can't see all the way down to the other side where you need to, where your destination is. You can't see the end. It sounds corny. God damn, I'm a corny motherfucker. But you can't see the end. But you could just see right in front of you. Enough. You know, enough in front of you where you can just keep going. And that's kind of how I feel. I'm at the point where I just need to see what's right in front of me. I just need to eat my next meal and hit my next workout. And even in my workouts, I'm not even thinking about the whole workout. I'm thinking about that set. Then when I'm on break, I'm thinking about that next set. Then the next exercise. And I'm just thinking it step by step. I can't look at the whole thing anymore. I can't just go in there thinking I have this whole workout. It doesn't work. And I'm not complaining, and I'm not saying like I'm doing anything special, because it's not hard yet. I'm still, technically, I'd say, you know, a lot of calories. It's not something I'm used to, you know? You can't tell somebody, you can't make fun of somebody if they never, you know, ran 100 yards before and they're tired. You can't give them shit if they're tired running 100 yards. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm in the, I'd say the halfway point. If I'm running a marathon, I'm at the halfway point right now. So it's not hard, but I'm running a marathon, you know? Like, if I'm running 26 miles, I think that's what it is, I'm on mile 13. And I know I got this, a whole nother, what I just ran in front of me. But you can't think of that. You just gotta take it step by step. As corny as it sounds, guys, you gotta do it. If you want something you never had before, you gotta do something you never done before. It means so much. And I know everybody's heard it a million times. And it don't work if you're not doing shit for yourself. But when you're doing something and it's not fresh, and all the romantic feeling, you know, in a new relationship, when it's like the first few months and it's all romanticized and lovey-dovey and all that's gone, baby. We're in the nitty-gritty. All right, and then in 4 weeks, it's gonna get crazy. Crazy. So I'm trying to pull it together. It's just getting a little hard. Not gonna lie. Sometimes I feel sorry for myself a little bit. Kind of mad. I see some of the people doing this. They got easy jobs. I wouldn't say easy. That's wrong. But you know, that's demanding physically. Okay. Everybody's job sucks at our stage. So if you got an office job, it's still mentally draining. And my job is physically draining. And I have friends that just dislike their job, and they're hustling a job that's demanding, and then they're hustling a side hustle, which is more demanding, and then it's all stressful and all that. So I have friends doing that, and everybody's going through the same thing in their own way. Okay, so, you know, sometimes I feel bad for myself, and then I look at some of my homies, I look at some of the people that made it, and I'm like, you know what? Everybody got their own path, man. Everybody want to say they got it harder, anybody want to say they got it worse. No, we all got it the same. All right, I don't care what your position is. Some people do have bad luck, let's not get it twisted. And some people have good luck, let's not get it twisted. But what, it doesn't matter. Can't blame somebody else. I can't be mad at my friends for good luck, and they can't be mad at me if I get good luck. It's not my fault. What do you want me to turn it down? You know, I'm not saying I got a good lucky streak going, but you know, nothing's going wrong. I'm doing pretty good. Money's tight, but it could be worse. I got food in my fridge. That's what matters. I got protein in my closet. And I got clothes to wear. I got a little gas in my car. Say a little less than a quarter tank to hold me over till Friday. You know. Hashtag pray. But, you know, we all got our road, guys. Everybody, you got a road. Nobody's gonna do it for you. Like I said, when I was in my slump, or when I was, it was, and I gave up, and it was hard, and all this stuff. When people said all this shit, like nobody's gonna do it for you, and you gotta give it everything, and blah 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 blah. I used to hate it. I'm like, you guys don't get it. You guys don't get it. And I started realizing, man, I'm in my own negative bubble. Own negative bubble. Like, people would look at me and just know, like, eek. Like, what the fuck? This guy looks like he's been tossing and turning in a grave. You know? Like, you can't be like that, guys. You have to just change one thing. I said it last week, right? Listen to that guy last week. Maybe he was smart. He said some smart things. Just do something. Do a little bit of something. You know, if you did a little bit of something last week, we could push it a little bit now. We could play with it a little bit. We can, you know, a little challenge. If you decided to walk around the block, let's do 2 laps this week. Let's maybe you jog the first stretch. Split it in your head. Let's say if you go around the block, you can split it in 4. If you kind of have like a cul-de-sac thing, you split it in 4 and just jog one little line. You can push it a little bit if you gave it your all last week in something, right? I know somebody did out there something. I did something, all right? And I'm doing something. I'm gonna keep doing it, and I keep pushing it. I keep getting better. Pushing that weight. You know, you guys want to hear something crazy that happened today? So I was walking, right? I went to LA Fitness, right? You know, I'm looking kind of small. I'm getting smaller. I'm not going to lie. Looking flat. Not feeling swole. My weight's still heavy. You know, putting up numbers. For me, at least. Benching 110 dumbbells today. You know, that's pretty good for me. So maybe some of you, that's cake. But for me, you know, that's pretty good. Just benching that shit for reps, right? Benching. And I walk by this dude. Old dude. Older, let's say. Tall dude. And this is the type of guy that he talks to all the girls in the gym. He's an older cat, maybe in his 40s. Talks to all the girls in the gym. And then brings his wife once in a while. Doesn't talk to no girls in the gym. Then she's not there and he talks to all the girls in the gym. I don't like him. And maybe he got that sense. I never looked at him or nothing like that. But he was with a group of dudes. His little posse. And I don't like none of them because they show off a lot. But I was walking by and one of my rubber pieces are missing in my earphones. So I can hear everything. But I keep it in because I just don't want nobody to bug me. So I can literally hear everything. And when I was walking by, that cat told his homies, like, man, I don't like that guy. He just looks like I don't like him. Like what did he say? He has that look. I was like, damn, man. I didn't say nothing. I could have given him a dirty look. I like to instigate things sometimes. I'm a nice guy, but I got a nice mean mugging look that I like to use. I like to instigate things sometimes. I can punk people sometimes, you know? Sometimes. If you're a man, you're not going to get punked. That's the truth. Let's be honest here. We don't know what would happen. But I thought to myself, when it hit me, I was walking to the water fountain. It hit me. I was like, in my head, I was like, damn. Motherfucker don't even know me. He just said he got that look. He got that look. What look, motherfucker? Bro, I walk in the gym. I keep my head down. Or I look up to the sky. I don't bother nobody. But when he said that, I was like, I must be doing something right. I got some kind of look make a motherfucker not like me? What? Motherfucker, just look at you. They don't know your name. They don't know who you is. But they don't like you. Has to be a reason. Hmm? Gotta be a reason, baby. Is it about me? Probably not. It's probably about him. But, dude, I have to be doing something right. Right? Somebody look at you and not like you? Just understand this. Alright? If somebody hates on you, especially if they don't know you, it's not you. It ain't you, baby. It's them. But you're doing something. You are doing something that makes them hate something about themselves. Okay, you could twist and turn whatever you want to say for all the naysayers or people that want to, you know, twist my words, whatever, blah blah blah. But take it like that for a second. And understand that for a second. Somebody just looks at you. They don't know nothing about you. You could be the nicest person in the universe. Okay? I could have been the Pope for all he knew. You know? I look like Jesus. I could have been Jesus. Could have been the next coming of Jesus. This motherfucker just didn't like me. He wouldn't have been saved. Motherfucker just looked at me and did not like me. And I just felt good. And it really made me think, like, for somebody to just out and say that out of nowhere, you know, made me think, like, I'm doing something good. I'm doing something right. I might be a little crazy. You gotta be a little crazy, baby. You gotta be a little twisted in the head to be doing or wanting something that I want. My goals are big, and they make me look crazy and sound crazy. And that's how everybody should be. That's how everybody should think. Okay? Everybody's goals should be crazy. I'm not saying every single goal on your list is gonna be something unattainable, but just put one. Put one. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a damn, bro? Look at somebody like, I know no people don't like the example of using famous people, but think of the example of Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was a yodeler. And wherever he was from, a yodeler, okay, came here to be a professional bodybuilder. Now, let's say that's all in his genetics. He worked hard, yeah, let's say it's genetic, but he barely spoke English and said he wanted to be an actor. Worked his ass off, became an actor. Worked his ass off, became governor. I think he's worth something like $300-400 million or something, maybe more. I'm pretty sure more. And imagine if he was 18, 19 and told somebody he was going to be the governor one day. He was going to be a movie star one day. It's crazy. Like I said, not everybody wants that. I don't want that. Not everybody's going to make that. Who cares? But shoot, have one crazy thing, because you never know what you might actually get. I know some people in the industry that wanted to be a professional bodybuilder more than anything in the universe. And on the way to that, made a successful business, and that became their passion. And they still compete as a hobby, but they're so passionate about their business now, they don't even care if they ever become Mr. Olympia. It's really cool. You never know what might happen. So, you know, make a crazy goal this week. Push the envelope a little bit this week. That's what I'm going to do. And hopefully everybody does the same. Everybody have a great fucking week. Love you. And make your movement, baby. Get with it, get lost. Peace.